Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this really lovely Sunday of May the 7th. I hope you're having wonderful weather where you are, or definitely at least wonderful weather in your heart, which is where the real weather is. We're here for you. We love you. We love this community, and we're just about to get started. Nancy, thank you so much for being here, and we are going to turn it over to you to welcome everybody today.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm so happy to see so many of you here, and I know more are coming on. I hope you've had a wonderful week, and it's pretty beautiful down here. We thought we were going to get some rain, and we need some rain, but the sun is shining, so there you go. But we're so glad you're here, and I'm glad the sun is shining for us, and I hope it's shining for you. And it's just such a wonderful thing for all of us to be together. So thank you for calling in and being on the blessing call. And how are you, Glenda? How has your week been?
I am progressing on the wellness score. And pretty soon what I've been through will all be history. You know, I just keep focusing on my wholeness, and pretty soon there's just no room. There's no place for anything that isn't whole. And that's really how faith works for me, is I just know that at some level of my being, I'm whole. I'm whole. I'm perfect. It's all together. And sometimes I have to look pretty deep in my heart, but I always find it. And I look for where the sun is shining, because wherever we are in a state of wholeness, there's light. This is something I mentioned I don't know if I've mentioned it on our blessing calls, but it's in a couple of webinars from way back. There was we all know that light is the commonality to every material thing. It's the basic speed of all particles. Anything faster than the speed of light is actually outside the perimeter of this universe. Light is the constant in this universe. Well, a lot of people, myself most included, because I wasn't all that advanced in nuclear science, so I really had a question mark on it. Well, how did it get to be the constant? Was it the constant because it was the first element, and then everything else was built on that? Well, I think maybe a lot of people thought that for a while, but then there are actually particles that appear and disappear that are faster than the speed of light, but they never get a foothold in this universe. They can never form a substance in the universe. So the constant of light had something to do with the formation of substance. And of course we look at the biblical source, which was in the beginning. God preceded light, by the way. And apparently Logos, which is the intention for creation, preceded it, because there had to be a thought that gave a command, and that command was, let there be light. Well, so the angels go about and they create light, or there was a big burst of light. We could debate on that for hours and hours, but that's not the point. What was actually discovered some years ago, not too many years ago, I just want to say some, because I can't tell you whether it was 10 or 15 years ago, but I'm talking recent history, is that super harmony between any two or more particles creates light. So it was actually harmony that generated light. And they found they could take any two or more particles, put these into super harmony, and light would emerge. Which means light wasn't the first. thing. The first thing was probably exactly what some of the most advanced scientists in studying the field, that field of chaos that preceded the universe, they identify infinite possibilities for particles, but none of them cohere. None of them make sense, which is why it's a field of chaos. But the minute you put two of them together in a state of harmony, light emerges. Now, I think that says something amazing about our spiritual place in this universe. Because as children of God, we have the ability to put things into harmony. And Yeshua said, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, I will be there. And how did he describe himself? I am the light of the world. Okay. So are we gathering speed on this concept? We come together. We're in harmony. There is light. Where there's light, if it's produced by harmony, where there's light, there will be increasing amounts of wholeness. Wholeness and light are actually just cumulative variations on the same theme. It's called holding together. Holding together. And another thing we can take up, a little idea we can take up from the standpoint of illness, is it's been known by medicine in many different areas of practice, not just scientific medicine, but anything from faith healing to acupuncture to naturopathic healing, all of the above, all of these, everything, is that illness comes about as a disruption of wholeness. That's what viruses do. They disrupt your wholeness. They disrupt your immune system. Bacteria can do the same thing, although usually not as violently, because they're larger particles and they act slower, which means we've got a little better chance of recovering our wholeness and repelling them. But they can do a lot of damage if they really take over. For example, pneumonia is a bacterial disease, not viral. And, you know, this is the same is true of bronchitis, which is what held me down for about 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I went to the doctor, and they took all the popular viral tests today, from COVID to flu and all the others. And they said, well, you don't have anything viral wrong with you. It's bacterial. So that's how we're going to treat you. So scientific medicine does recognize the difference, and all forms of medicine in their own way repel that which is disruptive. Homeopathy just replicates the positive to the point that there is no place for the disruptive. Different forms of medicine work in different ways, but they all have one agenda that's on the purpose line, and that is, let's make no room for whatever the disruptive element may be. Now, this is the core controversy. I won't take up the controversy here because we have to avoid controversy that involves the government because we're a church and we have a mutual obligation. They don't disrupt us and we don't disrupt them. So because the government with the with their CDC and et cetera, but I can say this much. The reason there was so much controversy is because they were actually introducing another disruptive element in order to repel the first disruptive element, which means they were not eliminating disruptive elements. And that was the core of the dispute by people who really actually understand the Hippocratic Oath a little better and the principles of healing a little better. And always, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through faith healing or scientific medicine, what we're going to address is to eliminate the disruptive element, okay? And this is actually why Yeshua told me, one of his early instructions to me, is when you pray, pray first from perfection, to not bring the cause of your trouble into your prayer. Do not say, oh, Lord, I am so sick, I can't stand this anymore, because you're introducing disruption into your prayer. His prayer that he gave us began with, our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. In other words, holy is your name. Your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, he sealed the prayer with perfection. He surrounded it with light. He enveloped it with wholeness. Okay? And then, after that, he gave us the wording to bring up our elements of need for which we ask blessing. And inside that envelope of wholeness, then our blessings can go to work, multiplying the ingredients of light and wholeness until the disruption is eliminated. This, my friends, and I hope you've been really carefully listening because I'm building to a point, this is the most important reason you need to forgive and let go. Because by holding on to your hurt, your sadness, your loss, you're keeping a disruption of wholeness inside your envelope of a perfect life. And you need to let go of it. You can't actually punish the other person anyway, not even if you try to do harm. You can't correct them. They and God are the only ones that can correct what they did, and they already know what they did. Holding on to it doesn't accomplish anything except keeping the thorn in your side. So sometimes we work on that in our blessing calls, but always we work on really amplifying the beauty of your life, the potential of your life for goodness and creation and building. It doesn't matter how little you have. Let's compare this to money. Okay. In one of the parables, the widow's mite, which is about equivalent to a fraction of a penny today, was ennobled and multiplied because it was all she had. But she gave it. She gave it to God, and she blessed it for wholeness. It doesn't matter, my friends, what you start with. As long as you see within it the goodness, the might, the sweetness, the perfection, and the potential for it to become more. For it to become more. And I will finish my little lecture for the day with my own parable, which I've told probably 100 times, and please forgive me if you're tired of the repetition, but I don't think it can be said too many times to really get it, really, really get it. When my husband and I purchased a vineyard in Texas, wrong place for a vineyard, but that's another story. Anyway, we thought we were doing the right thing because we purchased a field of sand that was over a clay foundation, which is actually the perfect soil configuration for a vineyard, because roots have to have great drainage, and then they have to be anchored into tight soil to get their nutrients. Okay. Well, what I didn't think about is that another life form that just loves sand is graspers. So we set up, I was working on our new lawn in the first springtime, and everywhere graspers were coming up. Well, I did not want to use Roundup or any of the other herbicides because, A, I don't like them. I don't want them in my environment, but also it might leach into the soil, into the vineyard. And so I went to the farm store, and they're so indoctrinated in modern theory on weed control, they couldn't give me much help. And so I went to the local farm agent. And the local farm agent said, well, you just do what the old farmers did. Ignore the grass burrs and you plant. Well, he gave me a type of aggressive Bermuda grass. It's the kind of Bermuda grass that grows so tall it's baled for cattle. And it's a very aggressive growing Bermuda. And he said, you just need to put lots of Bermuda seeds. And then fertilize them. And I said, fertilize them? What do you mean? Won't that just make the weeds grow, the grass burrs grow stronger? And he said, nope. The grass burrs are not attracted to fertility. They were built to grow in dry, harsh climate where there is no fertilization. They just basically live on sunlight and water and little tiny bits of nitrogen that come from decomposing plants that can't make it in their environment. But you put fertilizer on them, they won't know what to do with it. But your grass will outgrow them. And I said, really? I said, yes, your grass wants fertilizer. The grass burrs do not want fertilizer. And then I tried it. I did it. And he said, now you will have a few grass burrs that will fight through the problem. So you just go out, you get yourself, I'm speaking real Texan now. He said, you get yourself a little bucket and a knife, and you're just going to cut those roots out from under the grass burrs and put them in your bucket, and then you just put them in a bag and throw and burn them. Okay, I did that. And by the time summer got here, there wasn't a single grass burr in that yard. And it was filled with beautiful, lush, green Bermuda grass. It's called coastal Bermuda grass, by the way. It was lush and green. And that became a lesson for my life because I realized if we fertilize the good things in our life, good will take. Good loves to be acknowledged. Good loves to be multiplied. Good loves to be spread. Good loves to be developed. It loves to do good things. Evil hates attention. Evil growth likes to grow silently and secretly and sneak around so you can't figure out what it's doing. And it takes up space without ever giving anything back. Well, see, I guess everything has its place in this universe. But you cannot, if you just ignore bad things, they'll go away. If you ignore good things, they'll just say, why don't you like me? Why don't you do something for me? I'm trying to help you. So that's the parable. You got good things in your life. I think, actually, I could have taken a few seeds of Bermuda grass. Might have taken 2 years instead of a half season. But I could have done that whole project with two seeds of Bermuda grass because that's how prosperous the benevolent creations of life are. You just feed them and they'll grow. And ignore the things that don't benefit you. And don't bring those things, don't pray about the grass burrs for heaven's sake. Pray for Bermuda grass. okay? And pray for health. Multiply the good things.
Mm.
That's everything that Yeshua talked about.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He had to feed 5,000 people on the hills. And the apostle says, well, what will you do with a handful of fish? And he said, I'll multiply them.
Yeah.
And how did he multiply them? He multiplied them with love. That's what the apostle says. Well, how will you multiply them? I'll love them enough. There's your answer, my friends. And that's where love and light and blessings all tie together. Okay, you bring harmony in. You create light. You feed the positive. You get more. And eventually, there's just kind of no place for the negative. That's how it works.
Well, I think we're all going to listen to this one again. I'm glad it's recorded.
Well, good. I hope you do.
Well, you know, and there's a scripture, Glenda. I can't remember where it is, but it says something about, you know, faith is really more effective when you acknowledge all the good. You know, not the bad, the good.
Absolutely. Well, you don't want to have faith in the bad. We don't want to go out and say, oh, and by the way, this is why you need to limit your attention to the news. We do need to be, I sort out and filter the news every day because I need to be aware of what's going on in the world because I pray for overcoming it. And I know I need to know where to offer blessings. So I do stay informed, but I sure do not saturate myself with the news because there's a lot of it that's fake and most of it is bad. When is the last time? I can't remember that good news was reported. And it doesn't do you any good to say, oh, it's just going to get worse. I know that for sure. Well, that may be what you get for sure, but it's not the way you overcome the problems of life.
Well, I know, and Glenda, the news and everything, it's a demonstration of not bringing in harmony, or the the antithesis of what you're saying. So you get to actually prove it both ways. You know,
absolutely.
If you don't bring harm, you know, it's like that's
it's
what you're going to get for dinner.
Worse. Yeah, it's making things worse.
Mm-hmm. What a good lesson. Thank you so much. Gosh.
Well, I always pray before I start and I say to him, hey, what you want to talk about today? Because I know whatever comes from him is good news. And then he'll remind me of things I've picked up along the way so I can colloquialize it, you know, and bring it down to human experience.
I
and he'll
it.
Give me time. He probably chuckles. and he'll probably think, well, you know, it's okay. I used to walk in sandals on the earth, too, and I did the same thing. You got to make things real for people. So he puts up with me.
Wow. Thank you so much. Gosh, I'm really full right now. I'm almost speechless, really. But we have lots of callers, too, so I think you spurred something in everybody's heart, Glenda, because our community is coming on board here. So
good deal.
Did you want to add anything else, or would you like me to open
no,
up a call?
I think I might just put too much sugar in the coffee if I added another spoonful.
Okay, yeah, we're full. Okay, then let me see what we have here today. Our first caller, hi, Stephen.
Oh, hello. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to be back on these live calls. I've been away for a bit.
We noticed that. Hope you're okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. Everything's okay. I was overseas for the last 6 months working on a software project with a good friend of mine, an old college buddy, and so that was really good. Actually, I want to include him on this blessing request. His name's Yusuf, and his family. And so, yeah, that was a wonderful experience. And so I'm just calling really just to ask for a blessing. The main reason is just around my sister Lisa and me. Just something's come up between us, which has sadly caused a rift in our relationship. So just a blessing around forgiveness and letting go of attachments and, you know, the way we want things to be and stuff like that. That would be much appreciated. And then a blessing for my partner Samantha and her family. Her father's actually 98 and recently fell and fractured his hip. So they're experiencing some health challenges there. So just a blessing for, his name's Matthias. So a blessing for Matthias and his wife, Sandra, and then Samantha. I guess a blessing just for the success of the software project we're working on. And I've also, with the help of my partner, recently launched a new website, StephenDavidAdler.com, and it's all focused on spirituality and health and wellness. And so just an added blessing for the success of that that development. And I'm just so glad to be back on these calls and listening to everybody and being part of this community, which is so special. And I appreciate it so much. And I guess that's about it. And I really appreciate too, Glenda, what you just said about, well, everything really, but especially light. That was very fascinating. My buddy Yusuf and I, we had many discussions over the last 6 months about, you know, theoretical physics. It's a fascinating subject that we both love. And, it's hard to get your head around the subject of light and gravity and, you know, this idea that light is kind of like an edge case in the universe. You know, it's that boundary that allows this universe to come into fruition in a lot of ways. And but, you know, beyond that boundary, like you alluded to, there is existence, but those particles are, you know, I guess they kind of sometimes call them virtual particles. But it's interesting, you know, those virtual particles, you know, don't experience any space or time, as we know it, at least. They're instantaneous. So it's just the whole subject of light and you know, it's kind of edge case around mass and then gravity, and its edge case around mass is very, very fascinating. So we had many long discussions around that. So I appreciate you bringing that in.
Yeah. Okay.
Just the main blessing is just forgiveness around what's recently happened with me and my sister. And it's been an ongoing challenge now for years. It would seem like we're making lots of progress, and I'm sure on some level we still are. This is just another speed bump that we have to face along our spiritual growth and evolution. Thank you.
Well, it's not unusual, Steve. So I really don't know a family around that doesn't hit an occasional speed bump.
Yeah, you're right, and it's
I mean, really,
you know,
we were brought into this world together to encourage each other and also to challenge each other. And if everything was just always the same, well, another good boring day. I think we'd go somewhere else to make a life. You know, the fact is, let's be honest, everybody, we don't like boredom. We really don't.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I remember a long time ago.
No, I mean, really, we don't. I mean, that's why we leave heaven to come back and reincarnate again.
We like edgy.
They say variety is a basic psychological need of all humans.
Right.
So I agree.
Well, welcome back, Steve. We missed you, and hope to see you more often. and much success. We'll remember you in the blessing. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. We love you, and we appreciate your love and everything that you shared. Let's see. We have Vicki. Hi.
Hello, Nancy and Glenda and everyone. Happy Sunday to you all. I would love to thank you, Glenda, for all that you have shared today. It has just fit in with so many experiences I've had of late, so I am so blessed by it. And I'm happy to hear that you're feeling better and moving through your physical challenges. And that's one of the things I wanted to give thanks about. I have been blessed with what I call my best barometer in life, and that is a spine that can be straight or it can curve in all kinds of directions. And it's a very strange thing how I have gone through different episodes and situations. And in my recent move, it's part of why I haven't been able to be on the call the last few weeks. I've gotten settled back in Florida from Kentucky, of which I'm very grateful. And I had experienced over the last year the spine deciding to collapse. And so I have had the most fantastic healing experiences in my life. And yet as of the last 2 weeks, all that was showing signs of worsening have gotten better and better and better and better. And today I had a final workshop with Lori Azzarelli that has reflex spoiling. And we were talking about, because of an experience I had, this concept of light. And everything you said was so pertinent, because the experience of working on the feet in the area of the gluteal or buttocks area, so that hip, all that hip and those large muscle areas, it triggered like an actual recalibration in my brain from 7 years ago when I had sepsis. And it was visceral, it was physical, it was, I felt it in every way. My balance is back on the left side of my body. And we talked about the light rapidness of what we're focusing on, a lower part of the body, and yet it was instantaneous in the upper part of my body, that all of this healing and balancing and rectification was taking place. And
yeah.
So we talked about that's light. That is like the speed of light, and that is the optic.
Exactly.
Neural.
Many people, yes, many people who have spontaneous healing see a burst of light when it happens.
Yeah.
It's because anything from particles to muscles come back into harmonious alignment. And
yeah.
The intrusion is dispelled.
That is so honest, and it is so true.
It is. I mean,
yeah.
It really, really is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you. You bless me all the time, Yeshua. Blesses me all the time, and thank you for everything. And,
yes,
and
he
for
does.
All the guidance that has been, and getting back to living a life of service and experiencing greater and greater love, and I'm so very thankful.
Okay. Well, we send you our blessings and our love, and we remember you in our blessing today. All right.
Thank you so much. I'll have a wonderful day.
You're welcome, Vicki. You're very, very welcome.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Well, Nancy?
Yes.
Nancy, I bet you we've got somebody else there.
We have a Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, y'all. How are you guys doing? Linda, when you said that there was no good news is not being reported. Of course, it's being recorded. You just have to find it. My favorite place to look for good news is CBS Morning News.
CBS?
CBS. The Sunday Morning News.
As in Columbia Broadcasting?
Yeah.
Really?
They're only on Sunday?
They usually, it's a conglomeration of what they, of all the fun stories that they had. I was watching last week, and it was, they're bringing into a museum a man's cartoon collection. And he found, he went out and got comics from the 20s, 30s, he died 2011, but they've gotten through about 30% of his collection so far and are putting it out to the museum. The other one was Sean Hayes and Broadway, what he's doing, and it's only going to be for about 4 months, but it's a wonderful story, of a man who I remember seeing in the things from Paris and movies and everything and what he went through. And then there was they're putting out bird song, and they're finding birds and listening to their songs, the songs that they put out, and they're putting it to music or bringing out instruments. What would be the easiest way to bring that song into instruments and making music that way? So it's a beautiful conglomeration of fun little things that people are doing, or they bring out things, beautiful things that people have been doing, how they're a nurse that has been helping a triplets, some triplets get, and their mother, 14-year-old mother, and she's, helping raising these triplets. And so it's all there. It's sometimes you got to look for it, but the beauty of people and what they do is there. You just gotta look for it. And because it's, they say that, the negative news is more interesting and people will stop and watch the train wreck. But believe it or not, there are people that help with the train wreck and help the people come back from life. So.
Absolutely. That's a good lesson.
It's just
that's a good
wonderful
lesson. I'm really glad to know it's there. Nancy, is there any blessing you would like to ask for?
Just a blessing celebration. My sister, of course, was going through the brain stuff. Next month, we're going to celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary. and so a blessing there. Personally, I am maintaining my blood sugar and blood pressure, and it's in the transition period, so just a little help there, I know he's there, and I know he's helping me through, but, it's like, yeah, that just to, help
we got it.
Help stuff for people that are getting through those little transition periods, that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. We're all going through a nice little transition right now and going up to higher ground.
Yes.
Thank you, Nancy.
You all have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nancy. We're so glad you called. We have, hi, Stormy. Your line is open.
Yes. I want to give a special blessing to the town of Emory of 1200 that I live in, and an old 1940s schoolhouse turned into apartments. But a blessing to the goodness that abides in this town. Everywhere you go, there is goodness. You go to Y'all Come Back Cafe, you can see the goodness. You can see that normal is prevalent here.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to mention about...
What state are you in, Stormy?
I'm in the state of Texas.
Oh, you are in Texas.
And that is a definite state that's different than everywhere else. Don't you know, Glenda? We Texans know we're in a state of Texas, in the state of Texas.
That's
a friendly
right.
State.
That's right, buddy.
But, yeah.
Come on, y'all.
I just love that restaurant name. Y'all Come Back Now. And the humor that is here, there's a sign as you go out the door, all complaints will be charged $100. So nobody complains. Gotta have the humor. All complaints will be given a charge of $100. If you complain, it's going to cost you $100. The humor is there. I also wanted to mention my color massage of my personal modem of healing of washing colors through people that I've been doing for almost 30 years now, when I ask my guides and angels to bring a rainbow into every cell of my body. And I lit up like the teleporter room in the TV version of Star Quest. And I thought, wow, I would like to offer this to people. So I offer, especially if I got personal hands on, I've got a little rainbow whirlwind that I can put out the end of my finger, and I bypass the meridian system altogether. And that light knows where it needs to go in your body and how much. I don't have to define anything. I worked with a lady a while back ago, and she had fractured, the light went right to the fractured ribs that she had without anybody saying anything about it. The light just knows where to go. So mm-hmm. Blessing for me being here, and especially since I'm not out in the world anymore. My car finally is gone. It's got enough mileage out of it, so I'm not driving for who knows how many years. But I've been in the house for 2 months, only been out 3 times, and I'm happy. So
well, you can
this
still
is
walk.
A good. No, I can't. I'm on a walker. I've been on a walker for over a year. I used
fly.
To walk.
Well,
I do that. That's for sure. I tell everybody there's nothing that losing 200 pounds won't cure me of. But that's a funny. You know, get back on
funny.
My feet. You know.
Okay.
Let's go on to the next one here.
Yeah, sorry. God
thank
bless
you,
and thank you for your wit and your wisdom.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Stormy. Hi, Ollie. Your line's
Hi,
open.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy and Glenda. Have a happy and blessed Sunday, you and everyone. I'm going to be quick because I have four blessing requests. The first one for my friend Kike, who has cancer, is undergoing chemotherapy. May Yeshua accompany him through this process, and may his wholeness be restored. For my nephew Nacho, who is having a bit of a difficult time finding his next move. He just graduated college, and he's unhappy at his job, and he doesn't know how to become an adult, basically. So may he find a passion and purpose and something that makes him get up happy in the mornings, you know? Another blessing for my mother, who has a lot of pain in her knees. She has a very, very severe case of arthritis, and she doesn't want to get operated. She doesn't want to have surgery, so it entails a lot of pain. May it be bearable for her, you know. And
finally, I want to throw my name for in the blessing too, in the blessing list. May I strengthen my faith and take action on important steps that I need to take to improve my personal situation. And as always, all my love and gratitude to you and Yeshua. Thank you. Love you so much.
We love you too, Ollie. So
thank you.
You will be blessed.
Thank
and
you.
All
yes.
those you love. Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, beautiful faith, Ollie. Thank you for sharing your faith with us.
Thank you,
Nancy. You're welcome. I can hear it in your voice and your heart. We have Eva. Hi, Eva.
Hi there.
Yeah, I really appreciate, Glenda, you're speaking about the light and the harmony. And I decided to ask for a blessing that I might be able to incorporate that more into my life, because I realize and I know this intellectually, but emotionally I'm not always there, and I would like to be able to be there more frequently and more constantly to really feel that harmony. And I know that will help me a whole lot if I can keep my mind and my emotions in the right place. So that's my request for today.
Okay. Well, that's a good request, because when we have harmony, we have light. And when we have light,
yeah, that just really just kind of hit me, you know, when you said that. It says, well, that's my problem.
All actually experienced it. We just didn't know what was happening. We didn't know what caused it, and we didn't know, you know, we said, oh, wow. You know, that's why it's called enlightenment. When all of a sudden you got it, it's like, oh, I see now. This light comes on in your
head. Yeah.
I got it.
And like,
well, it means all the facts finally came together. It made sense.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, and the two together, like the two particles together in harmony,
yep,
will create,
exactly,
light. That's pretty amazing, you know, that we can.
It is amazing.
And that's how that, and I'm sure that's what Yeshua did with his healing. He brought harmony to the bodies and the spirits and
their faith, and then their faith confirmed it. So.
Yeah,
there's harmony being offered to us all the time, but do we confirm it? Do we say, "Oh, this is good. It's happening."
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Your faith.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you,
I thank you for that.
You sound stronger, Eva. I'm proud of you.
You do.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not, and I would like to be there constantly.
Of course. Of course. And, but that's what it means to be human, is we come in and out of our best potential. But the key is to learn how to get back in it and how to learn for the times we're not in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your blessing request is good for all of us, Eva, you know?
Yeah, that was a great message. I appreciate that.
Well, receive the light, Eva, because it's coming your way.
Thank you
yeah.
much. I appreciate it. Because
so
I want to
welcome.
Be a strong enough light to bring that to others, because that's what we all need. And that's what the
well,
whole
you
world
already
needs.
Are. Eva, you already are. You're one of the strongest people I've met. It took an awful lot of strength for you to get through those years of sustaining with your beloved, and then solving the issues with your family and your continuity in life. You're a very, very strong person. So you just need to acknowledge it and learn how to confirm it for yourself so that you get to see it. You know, we see
it.
Yeah,
that's always been the hard.
Yeah, but that's true of all of us. We see it. Hey, Nancy, I bet it's true with you too. You say you're talking to your hubby, and you say, "Well, you know, honey, I know this is working," and he says, "Hey, look, I already see it. Why don't you see it?"
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The ones who love us, you see it first. And then we come around and say, well, I think we're reluctant. I think that's it. We're reluctant because it's like we don't want to let anybody down and we don't want to slip back. And so we're reluctant to admit that we did it.
Yeah.
We put two and two together and it added up to four. Oh, my goodness. We did it.
And if we could just remember, it really is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Remember? I think Yeshua told us that for sure. You know?
Yeah, that's a good one. Right. I used to sing that song. It's part of an oratorio. Yeah, I like that.
It's there for us. It's definitely there for us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eva. We love you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your blessings.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Glenda, we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha,
so
Nancy. Thank you. Aloha, Glenda, and aloha to our beautiful, beloved community. I wish to express my gratitude for this precious, sacred earth. Thank you for God manifest in every blade of grass and all of these flowers and in the buds on the trees. I just see God there, and I appreciate and love so much this precious earth. I want to ask for a special blessing for all of our families and for my family in particular, my father, Peter, my brother, Tristan, my mama, Kathleen, in heaven. I want to ask for a blessing for truth to be expressed with kindness and grace. And I wish to ask for a blessing for our minds, for our thoughts. I want to ask Yeshua to bring the healing light to all doubts and distractions and confusions and distortions and dementias. May there be clarity, healing light flowing through our minds. And I wish to ask for a blessing for a beloved young man named Zai Lion, or Zai, Z-I, and really for all of our young men as they become adults and navigate in our culture. May they know their worth and their preciousness and their purpose. And finally, I ask a blessing for the special prayers in all of our hearts. In my heart, Yeshua knows what I need help with there, and I ask for the help of Yeshua for us all. Thank you.
Amen, my darling. Thank you, and we love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Thank you so much, especially about our thoughts, Sarah. I love that you really are, just wanting to bless our thoughts and how we express kindness. It's just so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and loving
welcome.
Our earth.
Thank you.
We feel your presence with us, and we appreciate your perspective and your heart. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sarah always brings the sweetness of the island to us.
Yes.
And the beauty.
Yes. You do.
Yeah, it's just in your voice, and we love it.
We love you, Sarah, and you made me think of a blessing that I'd like to add. My daughter did ask, my daughter Jane asked me to add a friend of hers to the blessing today, Elise, and it's, like you said, Sarah, he knows what's in our hearts and what we need, and she has a big challenge in her life right now with domestic stuff and family life with her and her son, Layton. So I'd like to add Elise and Layton, and then Jana and her friend Justine, all the friends that are surrounding their friend with love, and they're confused with what to do and how to offer support. And so just for their clear thinking and their hearts to just know what to how to be and what to do. So thank you for bringing that up for me.
Yes. Yes.
And then now we have Mary Beth. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hello. How are y'all?
Good.
We're doing great. And
that's
we wish that upon you.
I was wanting to have a blessing for my daughter. She's just discovered that she has breast cancer, and she's a very strong woman. She's got a real good attitude about it, and I'd just like to have a blessing for her.
Of course. And we will. We'll hold her in our hearts. And just encourage her to focus upon the goodness that her breasts represent for life and the living. Because we focus on life and the living, it's like fertilizing the Bermuda grass.
Okay.
And actually, a lot of oncological study has revealed that many, many cancers appear in human bodies and spontaneously disappear because well, there's no basis for multiplying. There seems to be a basic principle about human biology is that every cell has an imperative to go forth and multiply. And when it can't multiply, it pulls back. Now, this, ironically, this discovery came from research that is avid and expanding exponentially right now on life extension. In other words, how to extend our life beyond the recent average, maybe not like forever, but to where maybe the average lifespan would be more like 100 years. And then after that, only after that, the geriatrics come in. And what they're discovering is that cells start giving up when they can't replicate. And that's what sets aging into motion. When cells cannot replicate as they have previously been replicating. And then they discovered, co-tangent to that, is that when healthy cells are not replicating and consuming the potential of the body for growth, that's when malignant cells have a better opportunity for then multiplying. Because the urge is to multiply and grow. In a way, it goes back to the original commandment of God to Adam and Eve, go forth and multiply. Of course, that was in reference to human population. But it seems as though that commandment applies to everything. And managing what we multiply is a really very big challenge in life. One of the things that we all have to be very aware of is not to argue. When we go into a fight, it multiplies the discordant energy. It multiplies the conflict. Sometimes it's just better to be quiet and say nothing and to go into your own space and pray. Disconnect from what was going on and not contribute to the multiplication. It seems like our whole universe is configured on the principle of multiplication. And that's why I have given this parable of the grass burrs and the Bermuda grass so many times because I saw it work. And it was an old-fashioned remedy that farmers have used for hundreds or maybe even thousands of years. They knew because they worked directly with the earth, and they didn't have chemicals to expedite their desires. Okay, but it's true also with the human body. Multiply that which is good, and that which is not, oh well, not what we wish to have. Let's put it that way. I don't want to put, I've come to the point in my life after talking to Yeshua so many times, I've learned to perceive there's goodness in anything. You just sometimes have a hard time finding it, you know, but you can find it. In the meantime, until you do find it, it's better just to ignore the things you would be tempted to curse or to disallow or to fight. And we pray for wholeness always. We pray for health. We pray for the growth and the recovery of all the good things that God created for us in body, in heart, in mind, and in soul, that the good things may proliferate and anything else just becomes irrelevant without ever having to cast a judgment upon it. This is one of the wisdoms I have learned from not judging, because we actually multiply such a, we multiply and then it comes back to hurt us, which is why he said, by what you judge, it will come, it will be judged upon you. So everything multiplies that we put our attention on. And when it comes to things that are dangerous, it's really hard not to put our attention on them. It really is. It becomes a challenge of that is sometimes beyond human magnitude. We don't want to allow those things that are destructive. We try to intercept them, and we try to correct upon them. And one of the best things I know to do is pray. Just simply pray. That's why we come for the blessing every Sunday. Because sometimes our skills are not great enough to navigate these, this in-between zone where chaos is chaos. And with a little bit of skill, it could be turned into light. But without that skill, engaging with the chaos could consume the light. It's treacherous ground to walk on, my friends. Very treacherous. Many people have walked on that ground and been consumed by their judgments and their fears, their anger, and their hatred. And then other people have successfully walked close by to the chaos, but not in it, and drawn the power of the chaos into light. This is what we've seen from the saints of the world. Mother Teresa was wonderful at that. She was wonderful at walking nearby to something that was wrong, but not stepping on the snake. Not really quite going there. She would just walk nearby and allow it to become harmonious with that which she needed. For example, I'm remembering one story when she really, really needed funding for, it was for women. I know it was especially for women. I think it was for battered women or women that were pregnant and would have no assistance in their pregnancy, but I know it was for women. She really, really needed funding, and the funding wasn't coming. And so she would just walk close by to those who had money and were maybe spending it in a wrong way, and she'd just wait for them to initiate something to her. And she would grab onto it. And and she would say, I have something really wonderful you could do with that money. And she'd never touch on the negative. You know, we look at Mahatma Gandhi, how he turned things around in India. He wouldn't fight. He wouldn't allow them to fight. But he would just surrender. And in his ultimate surrender, he was willing to die. You know, he just went into starvation until nobody could stand it anymore. And the negative gave in, and he took it. He took it and ran with it. So it takes patience. It takes skill. But with faith, you can do it. That's where faith comes in. Faith begets wisdom. It does. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of wit begets wisdom, too. There is a place for the light side. Let's just say the light side of life. Stormy's good at that. And you can see him do that every time he gets on the phone and talks. And I'm pretty good at the light side of life, too. And I try to inject it as much as I can, not to make less of the harm that may come from negativity, because it is serious. It's very serious. But we try to attract an opportunity for pulling something into the light, for pulling something into a positive resolution, more harmony, more insight, a little bit of enlightenment, a little bit of opportunity, and then we run with it. So it's kind of like hunting for rabbits, but we're going to set the rabbit free when it comes into the – we just scatter food around and we wait for the rabbit to come. We catch the rabbit and set it free instead of making dinner out of it. It kind of works like that, my friends, and that's me making a little bit of light of things. But, you know, it helps us look. When you can make a little bit light of things, you banish fear. You banish fear. You banish anger. And I don't know if you've noticed, but when people are afraid, they're not very smart. They just are geared by nature to run and run fast, and not even think about where they're going. And sometimes they go into the worst place they could head into. You know, fear is not intelligent. For the most part, anger is not intelligent either, unless it's focused by love. Sometimes it takes anger to pull a child out of the street playing when you see a truck coming. You run out there and you grab that baby and you get him out of there. And then you may shout at the truck. Sometimes anger can contain intelligence, as in a disciplinary action. Fear is almost always stupid. It really is. And this is why so many despotic leaders first use as their agenda in any national theater of human involvement, they'll get everybody afraid. Because when people are afraid, they stop thinking. And even if they think, they're going to be stupid. You know, can you actually imagine the German people going along with what Hitler did? They were scared. You couldn't think. Fear is anesthetizing. Actually, I'll give you a little bit of scientific confirmation about that. I once asked Yeshua about the food chain and animals living on animals. And I said, but doesn't it hurt? I can't imagine the pain. I just can't imagine the pain that, say, a coyote kills a rabbit, and then the coyote howls. And Yeshua said, our Father saw to that, Linda. He saw to it. When an animal knows that it's going to die, the intensity of fear is an anesthesia. it causes the animal to go into anesthesia. That invokes a state of shock, and they literally don't feel to kill. And I went, really? And then later on, I applied that to human psychology, how motivating people into a state of fear can induce an anesthesia where they don't even see what they're doing and have no guilt about what they might be doing and go into a state of shock where it's like, okay, well, I guess this is the way it has to be. And that's it. My friends, we've got to turn this fear agenda around. We've got to. Because we were brought here to be loved. We were brought here to be extensions of God's creation. We were brought here to take care of one another. We were brought here to be a giver of harmony that produces light. And so when things are starting to happen that drive us into fear, please correct that fear. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be attentive to it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't do your best to correct what alerted you to fear. It doesn't mean lower your responsibility. It's just have that responsibility from some emotion other than fear. Please. Now, I really look at one of the things that Yeshua possibly corrected for us by going through the crucifixion is perhaps he eliminated this implant of fear before death, because not one moment was he in fear, and he went through hell, but never did it lower his consciousness. Never did it stop him from being at the peak of his responsibility. Never did it stop him from doing the work of God all the way through the end and then into the resurrection. So let's have the courage to conquer our fear. You will be smarter. I promise you, you will be smarter. You will be more responsible. You will have more ingenuity and more insight and more positive adaptation to whatever needs to happen if you conquer that fear. Okay. Well, I didn't mean to go on so long, but, you know, sometimes he just comes over me and starts preaching. That's what he wants. He wants you to step outside the fear, because that's where you will do the most good with what's prevailing in life and in the world. Get out of the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Be positive. Find a way to make things better. That's the way out.
Thank you, Glenda. Mary Beth, what is your daughter's name?
Allison.
Allison, thank you.
Gosh. Thank you. And she knew that I was going to ask for a blessing for her, and she is a strong believer too. So I appreciate the prayer for sure.
You have my prayer. Allison has my prayer, and she will be fine. She will be fine.
Thank you so much.
I have that faith. She will be fine.
Mm.
She will be with the right doctor, the right treatment, and whatever she chooses will work, because she will do it from faith. She will do it from strength. And she will do it from the courage to see her future extending well into the years ahead.
Great.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you so much. And Glenda, God bless you, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Glenda, before we bring our last caller on, Timothy. I would also like to ask one more blessing. My niece Hallie and her husband Taylor Moon in Missouri, they had a little boy on Friday, Cinco de Mayo. His name is Matthew William, and his due date was actually August the 2nd. So he came 3 months early in 27 weeks, and he's fighting and being really strong. But how does the warm, you know, enveloping of the love and the blessing around little Matthew and Hallie and Taylor. So thank you.
God bless that baby.
I know.
We love
Okay. I'll send you pictures. He looks like he's really just fighting his way, and he's being strong.
Oh,
so, and Mama,
I would love to have the picture. I will just hold him in my hand and pray for him.
Thank you. I will tell Hallie that we added him to the blessing, and she's being a new mom.
Good.
It's her first time having a baby, and she is like, she sent the email and the picture, the text and the email to everybody, and she was, you know, it was so beautiful to see her courage and her upbeat attitude, because she says, good morning from the Moon family of three. Our sweet boy Matthew decided to come join the party really early. And she said, all things considered, he's doing great. He has a long stay in the NICU, but we know he's a tough cookie. So, I mean, it's like I already, her mother bear, her mother comfort, her positive thing is already coming out. And, you know, it's kind of scary when they're just 27 weeks, you know.
That's what we're talking about. Instead of going into fear, she went into joy over the new baby.
She did. She's something else. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Yeshua and Glenda, for the blessing to bring him to strong health and joy for the family.
Oh, yes. Amen. And he will be fine.
I feel it, too. My faith is there, you know. I really do.
Yeah.
I feel the angels all around him, and he's just, you know, taking his time to wanted to get her early, but now it's going to take his time getting strong. So,
He's still in it. So.
Yeah. Yep. Well, thank you, everyone. And we have one more caller. We have Timothy here. Hi, Timothy. We're happy you're here today.
Hi, it's actually Linda. It's Timothy's my husband.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Glenda, for all your work. I'm so overcome with emotion. I hope I can get out what I really want to say quickly. But I wanted to say, Mary Beth and Allison, I have just been through that journey. And I could not have made it through without Yeshua. I sat with him. I was so afraid. And he sat with me. And he looked at me. He stared at me. And something happened. And he transformed my fear into love that I've never known. And I've maintained that. I finished my chemo. I finished my surgery, and I'm trying to make decisions about, you know, they want me to take hormone blockers, and I'm looking at that. But I just wanted to say that what a blessing. It's just been such a blessing for me.
That is the miracle.
Yeah.
That is the miracle. Oh, Linda, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through this, and so delighted that you're being blessed, and you will continue to be blessed, because you know what it's all about now, you know?
I do. I thought I knew, but I didn't. I didn't know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Love
it is.
Actually conquers everything. It does.
Yes. Yes, and he told me, not through words, but somehow I knew what he was saying to me was that it's going to be okay. Your scans will be clear. It's gone, and it was. And the doctor said, I'm so happy to tell you you're, everything is clear. And I thought, I already knew that. I already knew.
It was great. Yeah. So.
That is so good. That is so good. Yeah. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes, Lord.
Thank you.
And
thank you,
you know,
for sharing.
Everybody
that.
Is here. He is here with, he said, I will be with you always. All you have to do is call us.
Yeah. I know that. Thank you.
I know you know that. But everybody needs to know that. Just call him. He'll be there. And, you know, your testimony is so important, Linda, because it helps other people activate their faith and say, okay, well, I'll try. I'll call him, see if he shows up.
Yeah, he always shows up.
Mm-hmm.
He always shows up.
Always.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Linda. And we will remember you constantly in our blessings. And just know
thank
that you're going to stay fine. You are fine. Yeah. You're going to stay fine.
Yay. God bless you, Linda.
And amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Glenda, that's everyone today. What a wonderful time together.
Did. We had a wonderful time. We went a little long, but if we hadn't, we wouldn't have gotten some of the most wonderful testimonies that we got. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just kind of let it flow because we want everybody to feel welcome. And sometimes the people with the most wonderful message take a little while to get the courage up to speak. But I'm so glad that you all did. Now, let's get ready for our blessing. As always, now we're going to, you know, you've probably been sitting down or lying down or swinging in a hammock or something where you just kind of got frozen in position. I doubt that you were moving around, walking, although maybe some of you were. Anyway, we got to get your body moving. And I don't mean vigorously moving. I don't mean calisthenics. We're not in the gym. We're not going to do that kind of stretching. But we want you to stand. And we want you to turn to your right and to your left. Keep your feet in place, but move your spine to your right and your left because you got to make sure that your spine can flow energy without interruption, without interference. Now move your head to the right and to the left. Loosen up your neck. Okay, now tilt your chin down and move your head back. So, and to the right side and the left side, tilting. So you get all of that. Now, lift your shoulders and relax your shoulders and move them around like pinwheels so that you open up the airways and the arterial flow in the upper part of your body. Stretch your arms up and down. Play like you're flying. Up and down, up and down. Okay. And then back and back. And if you can stand, I know some of you are limited in that way, but if you can, stand and bend your knees a little bit. Swing your hips a little bit, as much as you can. Okay? We want to get that energy flowing all the way down into the earth. And if you can, be barefoot. Because I know that there are substances between you and the earth, such as flooring and maybe foundations. But still, it's good that the soles of your feet are open to receive and convey energy into the earth. It really, really helps because the energy that comes from the cosmos, from heaven, from the heavenly places and the divine, it will come through your head and it will anchor in the earth. So it's going to flow through you at a very high speed, speed of light, because it's pure harmony. It's pure harmony. So I don't think you realize how fast some speed of light could move through you. You couldn't even fractionate a second to a small enough unit. It's going to go through you many, many times just in the few minutes of the blessing. But you want it to. You want it to not be impeded by anything immovable in your body. And yes, it will move through it. It will move through everything, but still, you don't want to carry the imprint of an impediment. You want it to carry the imprint of love and peace, sweetness, surrender, and openness to the presence and the will of God. So let's begin by clearing our lungs. Take a very deep breath. Expand your diaphragm as far as it will go. Hold it for a few seconds and then empty your lungs completely, collapsing your shoulders on your lungs so that you push it all out. Now again, let's pull it all in, fully and completely, and then press it all out. Okay, feeling a little more alive? Yeah, well, we got to get that movement. We got to get things flowing. Now, let's do our four square breath. It's something we do just to bring our breath into a mindful state of creating life. And it's called four square because we're going to count to four times. So we're going to count to four as we exhale, as we give breath into life. And you're going to count your four because I don't know what it would be for you. So let's take our out breath and give into life to the count of four. And pause. Just release it. Don't pull it back yet. To the count of four. Now, envision you're going to draw in breath different to what you exhaled. New breath, new life into your body to the count of four. And hold it to the count of four as your body receives it and carries it into your bloodstream and to all parts of your body. In a fraction of a second, it's there. Now we're going to do this all over again. Give unto life to the count of four. Pause while life receives. Now from another place, take back for yourself the air of life to the count of four. And utilize it in your body to the count of four. This, my friends, is the air of life. It's the breath of life. It's how life is sustained on every level. We give, we share, we take, and we utilize. That's it. Simple. That's the breath of life. To give, to share, to take back, and to utilize. We can map this in our consciousness with this breath. And it's a wonderful little meditation tool because you can do it anywhere. Providing you don't close your eyes, you could even do it while you're driving. And it actually helps to calm some of the stress and irritation that can build up in traffic. Make you a better driver. Okay, now I'm going to offer my prayer to Yeshua, our invocation. And you continue your four square breath until I'm finished. Then you start your prayer. Your prayer is very important because it directs the energy of the Holy Spirit to you. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our friend, Lord of the universe and of life, you're with us always. And now we call you into our presence, for we would like to acknowledge you, praise you, and thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you offer to us in the form of life and love, opportunity and satisfaction in living, for receiving for ourselves and giving to others. We offer our prayer now for others who are not here to pray for themselves. We pray for the children all over the world, that they may be cared for, that they may be protected and brought into the fullness of their life to be all that God created them to be. We ask that they be loved and fed and nurtured and taught. We ask blessings for their parents and for all of those who are now moving into their stewardship of our world, the new adults coming of age, embracing their challenges and their opportunities to create in this world. We thank you for those of our senior generation, that we may fulfill our work, that we may be blessed by the goodness we contributed to the world and its sustaining power, and to be here to care for our children and grandchildren and to leave a legacy that is worth receiving. We ask your blessings to be with those who are on the threshold of life, waiting to go home, that they may be heralded and lifted by angels into the world of grace and peace, anointing and treasured reward for their service to all of us, to be honored and be rewarded by the grace of God. We ask all of these things in your name, and we ask that all of the prayers of our congregation be heard and be answered in your holy name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in offering the blessing?
Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to continue receiving in the state of receiving you've surrendered into for a few more minutes. Take 7 minutes at least. Lie down. I mean, really lie down in your bed or on the sofa and just receive. Do not think. Do not even continue your prayer. Be still and be open to silence. Be open to the presence of God. Allow God to write on the whiteboard of your life. Be still, be loved, be blessed. Amen. I look forward to being with you all next week. And between now and then, be blessed in all the ways for which you pray. Bye-bye for now.